From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Monday, February 23rd.
Just ahead, the Chico Unified School District says its new surveillance cameras won't be using facial recognition features after concerns were raised about racial bias in the technology.
Also, experts are warning that avalanche danger can last days after a storm. We spoke with the Mount Shasta Avalanche Center about hazards in the backcountry.
And we'll take a look at a youth psychiatric facility that's on track for Butte County and the local impacts of President Trump's tariffs. But first, a big endorsement from California's 1st Congressional District. The California Democratic Party is backing State Senator Mike McGuire in the race. McGuire announced Friday that he's running in the special election to fill the late Doug LaMalfa's term. That's in addition to his run in the regularly scheduled election for a full term. The two races will use different maps. The special election will be under the current district lines, while the regular election will use the new Proposition 50 map. It removes Redding from the district and adds parts of the North Bay, a shift widely expected to favor Democrats.
The Supreme Court's decision Friday to block a big chunk of Trump's sweeping global tariffs could have implications for the local economy. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office said the president's tariff strategy has caused billions of dollars in increased costs for California businesses. Bonnie Persons is an associate professor in Chico State's management department. Before the ruling, she told NSPR that critics say Trump's tariffs cause uncertainty and pose an existential threat to doing business.
We're looking at small businesses really struggling, and especially I worry about these in the North State.
Persons also pointed to the region's agricultural sector as being particularly vulnerable. Long-lasting tariffs can raise operating costs for farms and affect international demand of popular export crops such as almonds, rice, and walnuts. President Donald Trump indicated he'll try to go around the Supreme Court's ruling by imposing tariffs under a different legal authority. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Now, a look at next steps for Chico Unified School Board. That's after board members voted to turn off the artificial intelligence features on its brand new, nearly $2 million surveillance cameras. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports the decision largely came down to community concerns about facial recognition.
The technology isn't anything new. Facial recognition is what unlocks many people's smartphones and gets us through airport security lines. But experts have long raised the alarm about it, especially when it comes to racial bias. That's one reason the board is looking into a broader policy that would prohibit its use on campuses. Chico School Board member Tom Lando brought forward the proposal.
Depending on how those AI models are trained, there can be bias. We want humans in the loop making any kind of security decisions or discipline decisions that have, you know, ramifications for our students.
A study by the federal government found people of color were 10 to 100 times more likely to be falsely identified by facial recognition than white people. And a study from MIT found it had error rates as high as 35% for darker-skinned women. The school board's decision to ban facial recognition on its campuses followed significant public concern. Now, a committee that will likely include community members will craft long-term guidelines for AI use district-wide. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
The tragedy in the Sierra that buried 9 skiers this month has heightened awareness of avalanche danger. Rick Myers is a Forest Service ranger with the Mount Shasta Avalanche Center. He says 3 main factors drive avalanche danger: heavy snowfall, strong winds, and steep slopes. All were in place during this month's fatal slide. Myers says the highest risk is usually during or immediately after a storm, but danger does not disappear when skies clear.
What some people forget about is wind. And so it will load fresh snow onto leeward slopes, create a big wind-loaded area, and all it takes is skier, snowmobiler, whatever, to trigger something.
He says sometimes people also underestimate the hazard.
It doesn't take that much snow to bury you, and even a small slope on next to a road. And if things are unstable that day, you could get buried right there. Wherever you are, it doesn't have to be big, gnarly mountains.
Myers encourages people to get outside and enjoy the backcountry, but he says understanding avalanche risk and taking safety courses is essential. A good place to start is avalanche.org, which provides forecast and safety information nationwide.
a youth psychiatric facility is on track to come to Gridley. The 16-bed facility will deliver services to young people experiencing mental health crises. It's expected to be built by the end of the year. According to reporting by Action News Now, it will be located behind Orchard Hospital and named Orchard Horizons. The $8 million project is being funded by a state grant, and a recent county report shows it's needed. The most recent research on health needs in Butte County finds young people are disproportionately affected by mental health issues. It says many of the county's youth are experiencing chronic sadness and hopelessness.
Lastly, California lawmakers are proposing what could be one of the biggest crackdowns on drunk driving in decades. CalMatters reports that a bipartisan package of 10 bills would require first-time DUI offenders to install ignition interlock devices on their vehicles. It would also increase penalties for repeat offenses. The push comes after an investigation by the media outlet found California has some of the weakest DUI laws in the country, and that drunk driving deaths have risen more than 50% over the past decade. Hearings are set to begin next month.
And those are your headlines for Monday, February 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to mynspr.org. I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Here's to a great week.